بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected, honored lovers of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, we are so fortunate to learn about the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم's lives. Every Sahabi enlightens us in so many ways, opens so many aspects of the understanding of Deen to us. Because were it not for them, Deen would have never reached us. In the hadith of Jabir رضي الله عنه, as recorded and documented in the book called Bazaar, with a chain strong of narrators, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah akhtar ashabi ala al-alameen." Allah chose my sahaba over the whole universe. Allah chose my sahaba to be the best of the whole universe. Sayyidun Nabiyyin wal Mursaleen. Besides the Anbiya alayhi salam and the Rusul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides them, Sahaba are the best. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from all my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, four are the greatest. Aba Bakrin wa Umar wa Uthman wa Aliyan radiyallahu anhum. These four Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fi ashabi kullihim khair. In every last one of my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, there is so much of good. So we're so fortunate to learn about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Today we learn about a Sahabiya radiallahu anha, such a Sahabiya who possessed so many salient, amazing qualities. From all her qualities, there's an amazing quality that stands out. That is, she is none other than the mother-in-law of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An individual that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had time for. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed respect. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed care. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her privileges. She was none other than that mother of that human being whom Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved most. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who do you love the most? He referred to this Sahabiyah's daughter, radiallahu anha. This Sahabiyah, radiallahu anha's sons, were none other than Tufail, radiallahu anhu, and Abdurrahman, radiallahu anhu, who strove for Allah's deen, who sacrificed in Allah's path, who uplifted Allah Ta'ala's name. She is none other than Ruman. Two pronunciations, Ruman. Binti Amir, Binti Uwaymir, Bin Uwaymir, Bin Abd Shams, Bin Attab, Al-Kinaniya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She came from another area called Sarat, and she wedded a man by the name of Abdullah bin Harith. Abdullah bin Harith bin Sakhbara al-Azdi. He came from the Azd tribe. He wanted to come to Makkah Mukarramah to reside there because of the nobility of Makkah Mukarramah. Allah blessed the couple with a child called Tufail. And in that, when they came to Makkah, to gain some status, there is a system amongst the Arabs called allegiance. So they came into the allegiance of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was a kind man who welcomed any newcomer into Makkah and helped every person to get onto their feet. This was the mercy of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his compassion all his life. And not long later, when Abdullah passed away, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, out of care for his widow after her iddah, then wedded Ruman radiallahu anha. And then when the advent of Islam came, okay, in that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very kind to the child of Ruman radiallahu anha, Tufail radiallahu anhu. And when the advent of Islam came, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the first of the ummah to embrace Islam. He was the first of the ummah of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq also. We should remember Waraqa bin Nawfal, the cousin of Khadija radiallahu anha, who also embraced Islam right in the initial stages, and despite his old age, regretted being old for the simple reason of not being able to stand by Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side. Anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu embraced Islam without any stammer, without any delay, without doubt. And he was fully supported by his wife, Ruman radiallahu anha. Allah give us tawfiq also, that husband and wife together must encourage each other, support each other to uplift Allah's deen, to raise Allah's name, to raise the banner of Islam, and inspire our children to also take the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala, like the sahabiyat radiyallahu anhum wa anhun. Wa Ummu Ruman radiyallahu anha's children, none other than Abdul Rahman and Aisha radiyallahu anhuma. And they also, especially Aisha radiyallahu anha, in the initial stages, embraced Islam. Aisha radiyallahu anha says, لَمْ أَعْقِلْ أَبَوَيَّ إِلَّا وَهُمَا يَدِينَانِ الدِّينِ. From the time I started understanding anything, meaning from my tender age of infancy, from that time I remember my parents both strongly upheld the deen of Allah Ta'ala. يَدِينَانِ الدِّينِ. They upheld Allah's deen firmly and strongly with istiqama and perseverance, despite all the challenges. Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha went through in the initial Meccan stage. She supported her husband and she encouraged him to continue serving Allah Ta'ala's deen. And really, how much more can a man do when he has the support of a wife who will help him to uplift the deen of Allah Ta'ala? Our ulama mentioned that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were also supported by the wives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's how their deen prospered and spread to the four corners of the world. But certain times Allah Ta'ala taught a lesson, like Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife didn't embrace, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's wife didn't embrace. Wa'ila and Wahila, these two didn't support Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, and from there their deen didn't influence the people so much. Ulama deduced from here the importance of having one's wife to help one in the service of Allah Ta'ala's deen, like we see Ummu Ruman radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's mizaj was to spend for Allah's path. He was a man of trade and business, but whatever he would earn, he would use in uplifting the poor and the needy, liberating slaves, helping needy people, purchasing slaves and then liberating them. On occasions, his own father Abu Quhafa, before he became radiyallahu anhu, and then he became a great sahabi, Uthman Abu Quhafa radiyallahu anhu, would encourage his son that, oh my son, you buy these needy people, tomorrow how would they be able to stand by you? Arabs would generally purchase strong, prominent slaves and then would liberate them, and like that an allegiance would be created called Muwalat or Mawla, the freed slave of so and so. And like that a person would become dignified thereby. And when one would be in difficulty, his slave also now would be who? Would be his freed slave, would come to his support and help. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded to his father that, oh my father, I do not purchase and then liberate them for them to be there for me tomorrow. I only do it to make my Allah happy. I only do it to make Allah happy. Quran highlights the practice of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah give us the faith to study Surah Al-Layl, where this incident also is being referred to in this chapter of the Quran al-Kareem. But Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha, despite her husband spending for Allah Ta'ala, and obviously he would then bring less home, but she supported her husband and stood by him and reassured him that he is definitely doing the right thing. His wife stood by him. Besides Ummu Ruman radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also wedded Qatila bint Abdul Uzza, and this was from the advent, from the time before the advent of Islam, Qatila bint Abdul Uzza al Qurashiyya. And from her, Allah Ta'ala blessed Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Abdullah and Asma radiallahu anhuma. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu later on also wedded Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha from whom Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a son by the name of Muhammad. And he also wedded Habiba bint Kharija radiallahu anha, and Allah blessed him with a daughter who was born after he left this world. She was none other than Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wedded Umm Ruman radiallahu anha in the early Meccan stage. His wife, like Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha and Habiba bint Kharija radiallahu anha, were wedded to him during the Medinan stage, nay the latter Medinan period. But Umm Ruman radiallahu anha stood by him. Historians mention her name to be Da'ad radiallahu anha. Some report her to have the name Zainab as well, but she was commonly known by her appellation Umm Ruman radiallahu anha, and thereby she was addressed by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu himself as well. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the Meccan stage, this is latter Meccan period, after the demise of Khadija radiallahu anha, Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he wasn't wedded to anyone after that for a period of time. And one day, Khawla binti Hakim radiallahu anha approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, offering him to wed Aisha binti Siddiq radiallahu anha and Sauda binti Zama'a radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just at that time had seen Aisha radiallahu anha in dreams 3 days consecutively, according to the riwayah of Bukhari, Muslim and Tirmidhi, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on mentioned to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Uriituki fil manam thalatha layal," I was shown yourself in my dream for 3 days consecutively. The angel of Allah would bring your form to me in a silken cloth and would tell me that this is your wife. And I would remove the cloth and see that it was you. So I would then say, إِيَّكُ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ يُمْضِهِ. If this is Allah's will, then definitely Allah will bring it to pass. In that interim, Khawla radiallahu anha brought this message or this proposal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Khawla radiallahu anha to take forth the proposal. And how honored Umm Ruman radiallahu anha was when she received this proposal. Subhanallah, where now she holds the accolade, she holds the honor of being the mother-in-law of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded Aisha radiallahu anha and didn't take her because she was still tender in age, and the system was that when she is ready, Umm Ruman radiallahu anha would send her. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address Umm Ruman. Ya Umm Ruman, istawsi bi Aisha khayra wa ahfadhini fiha. O Umm Ruman, take special care. Take my wasiyah, take my strong advice regarding Aisha radiallahu anha by treating her well, and guard my rights in regards to her. Meaning treat her well, guide her, teach her, educate her. And that's exactly what Umm Ruman radiallahu anha did. And she fulfilled that duty and that role of being such a loving mother-in-law to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of respect for her and so much of kindness he showed to her, that he gave her, Umm Ruman radiallahu anha, a privilege that not many in the dunya received. And that is, even when she left this world, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself personally went down in her grave and placed her in her final abode. This was a privilege Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for none other then 5 individuals in this dunya, and Umm Ruman radiallahu anha is privileged to be one of them. Anyway, going back to the advent of Hijrah, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam departs. See the support and the teaching a mother gives her child. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu leaves. He takes everything because he was going with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was going to, with the plan of arranging matters and paving out affairs in Medina Munawwara. Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was contributor number one amongst Khadija radiallahu anha and others who used their wealth for Allah's pleasure.
And they were such that they used their wealth for Allah's pleasure with conviction that it is the favor of Allah. It is the mercy of Allah. It is the kindness of Allah who is giving us tawfiq to spend in His way. Their conception, their understanding, their conviction was that Allah, You do not need us. We need You. Allah, You don't need our spending. Your deen doesn't need us. Allah, we need You. Allah loves this mizaj. This is the mizaj, the temperament, the makeup of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In Makkah Mukarramah, how much he spent. He uplifted the community. He saved people. He uplifted them. He preserved Allah Ta'ala's deen. And he helped the poor and the needy and the unprivileged. He uplifted people. Bilal radiallahu anhu and so many. Zinnira radiallahu ta'ala anha. And now in Medina Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu carries whatever investment he had, because he knows this is to be used for Allah's deen. And he prepared his family, and he had the backing of his family, Umm Ruman radiallahu anha. He took everything, and Umm Ruman radiallahu anha didn't say a thing. Yes, in normal circumstances, generally Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught the ummah to tie the camel, yes, leave, you know, proper arrangements for your family, don't just go and leave them neglected without anyone caring for them, without any food available to them, without any means for them. And indeed we analyze the description, the explanation of tawakkul is to take the means, placing one's reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the normal level of the ummah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah, that this is what everyone is on. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was of a different level. He was of a different breed. He was of those who were closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was of that level of people. And his family were of that category who were closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were of those who would give everything for Allah with firm conviction that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for us. Others would try and do that. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not allow it. But with regards to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it was accepted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because obviously his level is different and his family's level is different. Umm Ruman radiallahu anha didn't complain. She didn't show any anger or irritation to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, because she understood the cause, she understood the path, she understood the goal and the purpose. Umm Ruman radiallahu anha. And in turn, her children understood the same. And this was all the children of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What an upbringing. What an upbringing, Ya Allah. Asma radiallahu anha would bring herself, and Aisha radiallahu anha would prepare meals, and Asma radiallahu anha would undertake the journey of concealing, going in the opposite direction of Medina Munawwara, towards Yemen, to few kilometers outside Makkah, exactly where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu were concealed in that cave. In there, concealed in that cave, she would take the food for them. And before their departure, she took the food also. Abu Jahl, when he came to Asma radiallahu anha, trying to suss out information, and she said, I cannot tell you. Allah knows where they are. I do not know where they are. And at that time they had departed already, and she didn't know where they were. She says, later on Allah sent one angel to render poetry, and that's where we realized where they actually were. Jazallahu rabbun nasi khayra jazaihi rafiqaini halla khaymatay ummi ma'badi huma nazalaha bil huda fahtadat bihi faqad taba man amsa rafiqa muhammadi. When we heard these words, and these words that came from the unseen, historians mentioned that either it could be Malaika that rendered these words, or some pious jinn who rendered these verses of poetry. And from there we knew that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were safe, and they had passed a good length of the journey, and they were now by Ummu Ma'bad radiallahu anha. But despite Abu Jahl's threats, Asma radiallahu anha and her siblings did not give in, to such an extent that Abu Jahl smited her on her face, and it wounded her, but she didn't give in. This is the yaqeen and the firm conviction of the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And even when the grandfather, Abu Quhafa Uthman, says to the children that, "I know your father didn't leave anything for you all." The little children didn't want the elderly man to worry, especially because he wouldn't understand at that time because he wasn't yet Muslim. So they said, "Yes, don't worry. Don't worry, grandfather. Father left lots for us." And they put his hand on a bag of pebbles, making him feel, "Let's see how much we have. Don't worry, don't worry." They didn't want him to misunderstand and blame Islam. Let's see what Islam has made him do. Because they understood what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was doing. They understood the cause. They understood the path. They understood the sacrifice. Because they were the first family, the family of Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And yes, Allah brought Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu later on. Like Allah brought Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's mother also in the initial stages, Ummul Khair radiallahu anha. So Umm Ruman radiallahu anha supported the deen right through. So they waited patiently in Makkah Mukarramah until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's message came. Days later, some Sahaba came to collect them with the message from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to now travel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's family. And now they are traveling to Medina Munawwara. En route, Aisha radiallahu anha reports an amazing miracle that happened to her and her mother. Her and Umm Ruman radiallahu anha, they both were on a camel. And as they traveling, that camel just became stubborn and started running helter-skelter. Aisha radiallahu anha was worried. Her mother was more worried about her, crying out, "Wa arusa, wa binta, my beloved daughter, my child, my bride, what's going to happen? Oh Allah, help us." And in that, Aisha radiallahu anha says, "I just heard a voice from the unseen call out, Arsili khitamahu, just release the reins." Aisha radiallahu anha said, "I left the reins, and with the permission of Allah, the camel was calm and sound and stable once again." This was the help of Allah Ta'ala with them. And alhamdulillah, they traveled and they went to Medina Munawwara by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In the Medinan period, in Medina Munawwara, when this family, the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, arrives in Medina Munawwara, they report that it was a time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy in the structure of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time, Umm Ruman radiallahu anha was training Aisha radiallahu anha to be the bride of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in that home wherein wahi arrives day and night. What an honor, what a privilege, really. And the system or the deal was, when Aisha radiallahu anha is ready, when she reaches of age, that's when Umm Ruman radiallahu anha would send her. And it comes in the hadith of Muslim that one day Aisha radiallahu anha is called by her mother. She was with her friends and her mother calls her. This is during the Medinan period, and now she prepares her daughter to go by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's clear in that report that the mother knows when the child is ready, and when the child reaches the age of puberty, and she gets her daughter ready, and she sends her daughter to be the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. Subhanallah, what a privilege. And Umm Ruman radiallahu anha always guided her daughter on how to be the best wife, how to be the best partner. She taught the ummah how to respect the son-in-law. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah how to respect the mother-in-law. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah everything: how to respect the wife, how to treat the wife, how to treat the children. Every aspect of life was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Umm Ruman radiallahu anha suffered at one stage, when was that? That was years later. It was during the sixth year Hijri, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took Sahaba radiallahu anhum to an area called Banul Mustaliq, and this area was conquered and many embraced Islam. On return, there was an incident where the necklace of Aisha radiallahu anha was missing, and she had gone to look for that necklace. When she had returned, the caravan had departed. It's a lengthy incident, and finally she waited until one Sahabi who was appointed to travel one leg behind the remainder of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to see if anyone or anything is forgotten. And then he escorted Aisha radiallahu anha directly to the next leg where they found the remainder of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum camped at the next point. And when they get into the camp, no one said anything. But the munafiq Abdullah bin Ubay started spreading rumors. And spreading this to such an extent that fitna was being caused. Talking to people about it, adding, subtracting, saying, falsely accusing the greatest of people, such people that Allah loves, such people that are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such people that are the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was very, very difficult for Umm Ruman radiallahu ta'ala anha to bear. But Aisha radiallahu anha didn't hear about this until one day when she was going to relieve herself, and she got to know about it from a sahabiya by the name of Misbah. Of Umm Misbah radiallahu anha, because her son had heard this from Abdullah bin Ubay, who was the munafiq. And in this, Aisha radiallahu anha was so hurt that how could anyone think such a thing of me? She asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's permission to return home to speak to her mother. What a support is mother. What a support is mother. Anyway, her mother would sit with her and cry for her and cry with her and give her solace. And give her himmat that you are so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Challenges like this would happen. It happens because of your closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't worry, my child. But it was a lengthy incident. And finally, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to speak to Aisha radiallahu anha, she would cry incessantly, continuously, that how could such an accusation come towards me? And she would turn to Allah and plead Allah Ta'ala's help. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I knew Allah is going to help me. I knew Allah is going to help me. Definitely Allah will inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a manner that Allah wants. But she says, I never expected my Allah to reveal verses of Quran to be revealed. Yusuf alayhi salam was liberated. Gee, Allah made the child speak. Allah made the child speak. Maryam alayhi salam was liberated. Allah made the child speak. Juraij radiallahu anhu was liberated. Allah made the child speak. Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the Ummat, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means the beloved of Allah. Not a child proved her innocence. Not any creature, creation of Allah proved the innocence. Quran, Kalamullah, reveals 16 verses of Surah An-Nur, liberating, exonerating, proving to the Ummah the great status of Siddiq, the great status of Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And this was the daughter of Umm Ruman radiallahu anha. But amazing, amazing is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands. And Umm Ruman radiallahu anha stands. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with his daughter, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to visit, and he says to Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, if you did something, confess, ask Allah's forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. And say, and if you didn't do it, say. So she was crying. So she's telling her mother and her father, explain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mother and father also remained silent. Allahu Akbar. How much Umm Ruman radiallahu anha loves her daughter, loves her child who's the best child. Whose child can be like Umm Ruman radiallahu anha's child? Whose wife can be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife? But she remains silent. She remains silent. Allah help the ummah. Sadly, today, without any proof, we will rush to defend our children, many a time knowingly that our children are guilty, but we cannot face the reality. And sometimes maybe they are not guilty, but we rush to prove their innocence without even verification. Even insulting someone who is assisting us in trying to inform us about the pitiable state of our own offspring and issue. That our children were seen here, or doing such, and doing such, but because we are so naive, and unwise, and far from deen, that we cannot face the reality, we would defend, and not even verify further, and we leave the matter, until later, it becomes a chronic illness, a chronically spiritual disease,
Allah save us. Learn from Umm Ruban radiallahu anha and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that how can we say something that we don't know the reality of? Yes, it is our child, but Allah knows, Allah knows. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to his family, he says, which sky of Allah's will shelter me? Which earth of Allah's will keep me if I have to utter something that I have no knowledge of? This is his daughter who is the best. What a lesson it is for the Ummah to verify. Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, we just learned how he taught the Ummah. Don't discuss what is fitna. Be careful of this tongue. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu taught his family. He taught Aisha radiallahu anha. He taught Umm Ruman radiallahu ta'ala anha. Where he would grab his tongue. He would hold tight onto his tongue. And he would say, this tongue takes a person to destruction. The other child of Umm Ruman radiallahu anha was Tufail. Tufail bin Abdullah bin Harith bin Sakhbara radiallahu anhu. And he grew up in front of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cared for him. And he treated him so well. There is an amazing report about him in the riwayah of Musnad Ahmad from Rubai ibn Hirash rahimahullah, who hears from Tufail radiallahu anhu. Tufail radiallahu anhu, he says that he sees this dream. And in his dream, he passes a group of Jews. And he says to them, who are you? They said that we are Jews. So he then advises them in his dream, saying that you all would be so well off were it not been for this one aspect, that you claim that Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah. He gives them this advice. And believe in one Allah, Allah has no partner. Uzair alayhi salam is the messenger of Allah, he's not Allah's son. So the Jews in his dream tell him that, but you all Muslims say, Masha Allah wa sha'a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what Allah wants happens and what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants happens. But you all say it in the same breath, Masha Allah wa sha'a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you all saying that also, so you all also saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like Allah. In this dream he passes by a group of Christians. And he also advocates the similar sentiment to the Christian, that y'all would be so well off were it not for this one incorrect aspect, that y'all say Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Allah doesn't have children. Allah is one. Allah is pure. Allah is unique. So the Christians respond to him, but how come y'all are saying what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wants to happen, just as Allah wants it to happen. Ma sha'a Allahu wa sha'a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the Christians are telling him that you all are believing in something very similar. So he says, in the morning, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I informed him of this. After that, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to the front, or right from the front, he praised Allah, glorified him, and then said, Tufail has seen a dream, and this is the dream that he sees. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, some time now I've been wanting to stop you all from saying this, that what Allah Ta'ala wants and what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants happens. O my ummah, what Allah wants to happen will happen. Ma sha'a Allahu wahda. Ma sha'a Allahu wahda. So this was the dream of Tufail radiallahu anhu, the son of Umm Ruman radiallahu anha, and it was a dream that was confessed and was approved by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq also, that we have to share Islam with the Christians, we have to share Islam with the Jews, we have to share Islam with the Hindus. Everyone has to hear the message of deen. And it mustn't be that our belief in Allah is incorrect. We have to call them to one Allah, to have a direct relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time, if we are explaining what is incorrect, then they feel that they have the same thing, because they also praying directly to Isa alayhi salam. Ruman radiallahu anha teaches the ummah the importance of salah with devotion, concentration, and to remain still in salah. Still, calm, and focused. She says, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw me inclining or slightly shaking in salah. He reprimanded me and corrected me.
And he said to me that Habibullah, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيُسَكِّنْ أَطْرَافَهُ وَلَا يَمِيلُ مَيْلَ الْيَهُودِ فَإِنَّ تَسْكِينَ الْأَطْرَافِ مِنْ تَمَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. I heard Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that when one of you performs salah, he should keep his limbs calm and still, and one should not move to the right or the left or front or back in salah, because keeping one's limbs still and calm in salah is part of the completion and perfection of salah. This is what Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha teaches us. So we learn, and Allah give us tawfiq also to strive and make an effort that our salah becomes perfected, like Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And all her life she lived serving Allah Ta'ala's deen. When she left this world also, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put her down in her Mubarak grave. One report says she passed away in the fourth or the fifth year, but that's not the preferred view, because she was there when Aisha radiallahu anha went through the ordeal, and she supported her daughter, and she taught and guided her daughter towards more and more respect, and together how they went through this difficulty that took place in the latter sixth year. So definitely it wasn't in the fourth or fifth year that she left this world, it was after that. But during the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saddened by her demise, and he also put her down in her grave. And this gave Aisha radiallahu anha and Abu Bakr radiallahu anha a lot of himmat. And after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried her, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if really you want to see the hur in Jannah, من سره أن ينظر إلى امرأة من الحور العين. If it pleases you to see a woman from the حور عين, meaning the pure woman of Jannah, definitely you would look at Umm Ruman رضي الله عنها. Meaning Umm Ruman رضي الله عنها is definitely from the حور of Jannah by the testimony of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in استيعاب, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is documented, wherein he asked Allah as he came out from her grave, or as he was birthing her, he said, Allahumma innahu lam yakhfa alayk ma laqiyat ummu ruman fiika wa fi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, definitely it is not hidden from you how much of sacrifice Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha went through for your sake, in your path and in the path of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a dua Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives for Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha. What a guaranteed dua. What a jannat guaranteed for Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha and all the sahaba and sahabiyat radiallahu anhun. Allah give us tawfiq to learn from this, that we become means of making families. We become means of uplifting the ummah. We become means and we become those who would leave a legacy on this earth. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us read three quls for Ummu Ruman radiallahu anha, and Aisha radiallahu anha, and Tufail radiallahu anhu, and the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.